It is Monday, July 22nd. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Amid mass protests, Puerto Rico's governor says he won't seek re-election. However, he stopped short of saying he'll resign. Meanwhile, a new poll from CBS News finds that nearly half of all Americans would describe Trump's racist go back tweets as racist. Lastly, a new study finds that 45% of the U.S. Fortune 500 companies have been created by, oh, would you look at that, immigrants and their children.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello announced Sunday that he will not seek re-election next year and he'll step down as president of the new Progressive Party. However, he stopped short of saying he'll resign as governor before the end of his term. Protesters took to the streets of Old San Juan last week, demanding Rosello resign over leaked telegram messages between the governor and his top aides that were reported to include misogynistic, profane, and homophobic comments. Some of the messages were reported to have even mocked victims of Hurricane Maria, a disaster over which Rosello's administration had been widely criticized for mishandling. A new poll from CBS News finds a majority of Americans disagree with President Trump's go back tweets from last week, nearly half of the country describing them as racist. 59% of those polled disagree with what the president said in his tweets about the four Democratic congresswomen of color, including 44% who disagree strongly. Overall, 48% of Americans said they described Trump's tweets as racist, with 88% of Democrats describing him that way, 58% of independents agreeing, and I probably don't have to tell you this, but 70% of Republicans in the poll described the president's racist tweets as not racist. 70% seems low.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Study by the New American Economy has found that immigrants and their children are responsible for creating 45% of the U.S. Fortune 500 companies. You can imagine what that number would be if we actually had an immigration policy. The study claims that these companies brought in $6.1 trillion in annual revenue last year. And in Illinois, the revenue brought in by immigrant-founded Fortune 500 companies was equal to 70% of the state's GDP. The study also found that Fortune 500 companies created by immigrants employ 11% more people than the average Fortune 500 company with non-immigrant founders. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Axios reports that Jared Kushner will travel to Jerusalem and several other capitals in the Middle East next week to discuss how to move forward with the Trump administration's Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. That sounds like Jared has some business in the UAE. Washington Post is reporting that Congress is nearing a federal budget deal that would include few, if any, immediate spending cuts and would lift the debt limit for 2 years. AFP reports Israel began demolishing a number of Palestinian homes south of Jerusalem early Monday, a move which has drawn international concern. And the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said in a statement that the Trump administration plans to revise the U.S. citizenship test to ensure that it, quote, it continues to serve as an accurate measure of naturalization applicants' civics knowledge. If only the presidential candidates had to take a test like that.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.